Hello, hello, hello. You are welcome to the Successful Achievers Podcast, where you discover your success secret. I am Abimbola Success, your host for the show. What is happening today? Of course, it's a new year, and it's the year 2024. So, I am not just welcoming you to the Successful Achievers Podcast, I am also welcoming you to the year 2024. If this is your first time tuning into the show, I am in the seventh heaven to welcome you. This show is rightly for you to transcend into an extraordinary position. So, join me and stay connected. To our returning subscribers and followers, I am so enraptured to welcome you to today's show. On today's show, I will be taking you into the realm of words of affirmation for success in the year 2024. However, right before I delve into the words of affirmation for success in the year 2024, I want to extend my warm wishes to the household of Ajaguno Adeshola Isaiah. May this year usher you into an abundance of supernatural possibilities. I also want to felicitate my dear cousin Ojo Odunayo, whose birthday is today. Happy Natal recurrence to you! May the celebration attached to this day never cease in every areas of your life. So without further ado, let's delve into today's affirmation for success. Kindly stay tuned to the end. This is a declaration I want you to profess with faith. When you align faith to what you say or holder becomes spirit and life. The book of Isaiah says, "So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, without producing any effect, useless, but it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." The word I speak, the word you speak this year, will produce generations that will be conscious of their destiny. For the word the life giver speaks as spirit and life. The word we speak this year will earn the light in the lives of men, and men will work as life light. Our words are utterances. Our words carry power. And this power is fully manifested in us and our generations. The word we speak this year will create an hungry and bony atmosphere in the hearts of men for destiny movement. Our words will spread and breathe change in the world. The book of Matthew says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a peck measure, but on a candlestick, and it gives light to all that are in the house." It goes further, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." This year, my life, your life, will connect to light. And this light will not just shine, but it will shine extraordinarily. It will be so shine to light our world. We are like a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Even when life situations overshadow us, our lights will explode and illuminate beyond the measure. The brightness of our light will attract men, and not just ordinary men, but also great men that will walk with God to lift our head. Yes, our light needs to attract ordinary men because their ordinariness needs to be transpired into a tremendous extraordinariness. A light will illuminate to overshadow darkness. Men will glorify Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. From the book of Luke and Proverbs, "For it is written, He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you. Then shall you walk in your way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep your foot from being taken. Even as we speak to create light in the lives of men, this year a light will spread and be governed by his angels. His angels will keep us and monitor us under the shadow of the Almighty. Then we shall walk in our way in his way. We shall run in our way in his field. We shall run and not fall nor stumble. For the Lord will forever be our refuge and confidence. Favor that marks the signature of God will separate us from men to glorify our Father who is in heaven through us. We will excel and Gentiles shall come to the brightness of our light. Amen.